Just before we start this sugya, yeah, just wanted to thank Tzvi Hagler. I want to be closer on the previous sugya the Hagdara of Matefes. We suggested that there's a Machlokas Rashi Rambam about exactly what the Hagdara is. It doesn't seem like there's so much of a Machlokas. It seems like everyone would agree that it's whether or not you make the metal softer or make it harder. Based on some of the cases on 9 Dalam Bay, is that everyone would agree that you are chayev mishum bishul in those cases. So, just going back to that sugya, I don't think there is no machlokas. Fine. So now let's deal with im bishul achar bishul v'davar yavish. So we dealt with the shita of the ravya last time. So now we're going to deal with the shita of the yireim, or the various different understandings of the shita of the yireim. The Yireim brings a proof from the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says as follows: they want to equate the shita that holds that if you're mevasha achra tzli or tzli achra mevasha with regards to the Korban Pesach, so then you're chayev, even if it's bishul achar tzli. The chayev is bishul, even if it's bishul achar tzli. So the Gemara asks, who is this going like? And the Gemara answers, no, it's going like Rav Yossi. There's a machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yossi with regards to matzah. If you bake matzah and then you cook it, so then does it have the shame matzah or not? So Rav Yossi holds that since you cooked it after you baked it, so it loses its shame matzah. So the Yireim learns from here that yesh bishol achar afia. We learn from the Gemara Pesachim, yesh bishol achar afia. The Rav Yah, we pointed out last time, he has the following question on the Yireim. He says, that's fine for the Gemara Pesachim, but the Gemara in Brachos doesn't seem to have the same maskana. The Gemara in Brachos tries to equate the issue about shlokos. Let's say you cook vegetables, so does it retain its bracha of hadama or not? And they try to equate that with the same achlokas Remer of Yossi that the Gemara in Pesachim dealt with. And the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says, no, you can't compare the two. Even Rav Yossi is going to agree that by Brachos, if you cook vegetables, it'll get a shahakol. Sorry, it'll get a hadama. Bishul does not change the status of it being a vegetable. The only reason why he disagrees with the guards to matzah is because tam matzah v'leka. It doesn't have tam matzah, and the language of the Yireim is that you need tam matzah b'pib. You need the exception is with regards to matzah. There's a special din that you need to have the taste of matzah in your mouth, and you don't have it. But really, Rav Yossi agrees that bishul does not impact the previous status. So it wouldn't impact the previous status of the vegetable. It'll still have a shame of a vegetable, and it won't impact the status of afia or tzli, depending on the case. Fine. So the question that we're going to deal with eventually towards the end of this year is how is the Yireim going to defend himself with the question of the Rav Yah? But before we get there, there are various different shitos in terms of how to understand the Yireim. Doesn't seem like they had the Yireim inside, or they at least didn't have argues of the Yireim, because it's clear what the Yireim actually says. But before we get to what the Yireim actually says, we'll get to how other shitas understood the opinion of the Yireim. So we know the Yireim holds yesh bishul achar tzli. So what exactly is this for? To hold yesh bishul achar tzli, yesh bishul arfia. Why is this? So if you look at the tour quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, who quotes a yesh umrin. It says, because of Rabbeinu Peretz, afia v'tzliya achar tzli. So this is a new case now. We have a case here where it's afia achar afia, or tzli achar tzli. Until now, we've just been discussing bishol achar afia. So now let's say you have afia achar afia, or tzli achar tzli. So we know that there is ein bishol achar bishol, everyone agrees to, that there's a concept of ein bishol achar bishol. But now, the Rabbeinu Peretz quotes Yesh Omrim, shegam ze osur ledivrei hayireim. There's a Yesh Omrim who holds that within the Yireim, who holds yesh bishol achar tzli, that opinion will also hold yesh afia achar afia and yesh tzli achar tzli. Even though the Yireim agrees in bishol achar bishol, but apparently tzli and afia are different. So it's a very strange shita. Why would it be yesh afia achar afia if there's in bishol achar bishol? So what seems to come out of this shita is that the reason why the Yireim holds yesh bishul achar tzli is because the tzli is a weak form of cooking. Because the tzli is a weak form of cooking, so therefore the bishul is going to be able to create a new status, because the original status is a weaker status, And therefore we'll say Yesh Bishalach Ratzli. Come the Yesh Omrim, and they say, oh, if this is true, so then there'll even be Yesh Tzliach Ratzli, because the Tzli is a weak form of cooking, so anything that you add to it will strengthen it, will add to it. Even if you're adding a weak form of cooking. I agree, you could have argued otherwise. You could have argued that, oh, you're just adding a weak cooking to another weak cooking, so you're not really doing anything. But this opinion, behechra, just trying to understand this opinion, I don't have another explanation for this, this opinion would seem to hold that since it's a weak cooking, so therefore adding to it is just making it slightly stronger, making a little bit of a better cooking. So therefore, they'll hold yesh tzli achar tzli. Bishul, by bishul, bishul's a strong form of cooking, so ein bishul achar bishul. You've already completed it as much as it could be completed, so we'll say ein bishul achar bishul. But with regards to tzli nafiyah, it's a weaker form, so therefore if you did it again, so then you would be chayiv. And they get this from the Shita of the Irem, who holds yesh bishul achar tzli. They say, oh, what do we see from yesh bishul achar tzli? Must be that tzli is weak. It's a weak form of cooking, and bishul could create a new status. So too, yesh tzli achar tzli and yesh afiyah achar afiyah. Just interesting to note that this clearly goes against the havmin of the Gemara in Brachos. Because that, the Gemara in Brachos wanted to equate the following. They wanted to equate shlakos, which is a case of cooking raw vegetables. There's no tzli going on here at all. It's equating cooking raw vegetables, and then the case of matzah was bishal achar afiyah. The Gemara wanted to equate bishal achar doing nothing, just the status of vegetables, to bishal achar afiyah. So if the whole explanation, we're going to have to deal with how the Irem understands the Gemara in Brachos, but just within this Gemara in Brachos, this shita is going to have a very difficult time, because the Gemara is not dealing with the fact that tzli is weak, but the whole Gemara is asking, what does bishal accomplish? How does bishal change the previous status? Because it discusses cases which don't even have tzli prior to the bishal. It's just discussing cases where it's just a raw vegetable and then you're cooking it. So the pshat, at least in the Gemara in Brachos, in this Havamin in the Gemara in Brachos, is not about the fact that the tzli is weak, it's just about the fact that the bishal could uproot the previous status, regardless of what happened prior to it.
Supposing tzli is weaker than bishal, how could tzli uproot bishal then?
We'll get there. That's the next point. But anyways, just from here, the Gemara never discusses,
right,
except the Gemara, what we discussed so far, the Gemara never discusses tzli after bishal. The Gemara in Yevamos does. We haven't run in the Gemara in Yevamos yet. Fine, so it's just this opinion seems difficult with the Havmina of the Gemara in Brachos, which is trying to, that Havmina is trying to assume that Yesh Bishal Achar Tzli, according to Rabbi Yossi, but that opinion also holds Yesh Bishal Achar Shem Yerek. It has nothing to do with the Tzli. So you would have to say that this opinion understands that they're just going within the Gemara in Pesachim, and they're either say the Gemara in Brachos is a different shita, and they're just going with the Gemara in Pesachim. But they seem to be, the Gemara in Brachos is a big problem with this opinion. This opinion would also seem to hold that if tzli is about being weak, that tzli achar bishul should also be pater, based on what you were saying. If the whole reason is based on the fact that tzli is just weak and bishul is stronger, and therefore yesh bishul achar tzli, so then they would also hold ein tzli achar bishul, because tzli is weaker than bishul, so they should hold ein tzli achar bishul, which is clearly, we're going to get to it in a few minutes, but this is clearly against the Irem. The Irem says explicitly, yesh tzli achar bishul. So this opinion must have a different gears in the Irem, or it didn't have a complete Irem, but it seems to be going against the Irem that we have. But this sheet is understanding that the whole reason for yesh bishul achar tzli is because the tzli is weak. And just to point out, it goes against the way we have in the Irem, and it just goes against how we paskin. If we were to pass on like the Irem, the Mishnah Berurah in Shinin Ches Mem Aleph clearly says yesh tzli achar tzli, ein tzli achar tzli, and ein afiyah achar afiyah. It's a very interesting opinion, but it doesn't really fit with the Irem. It's not how we paskin. Must not have had our gears in the Irem. Another shita which also doesn't seem to have our gears in the Irem is the Shilta Giborim. Shilta Giborim has a different understanding of the Irem, but the Shilta Giborim on Samach Aleph and Beis and the Dape Arif, Samach Aleph and Aleph. I think the old Dape Arif, it's Os Gimel. Is that correct? I have the new riffs. It's Oz Beis on page Kuf Aleph in the new Daf Erev. So he quotes the Urayim first, and then he says, "V'daiti nira desfira le deleka afia v'lo tzli achar tzli." So he clearly argues in the Yeshomer. He says, even the Urayim holds ein afia achar afia and ein tzli achar tzli. V'gam nira desfira le deleka tzli achar bishul. Midelo hiskir din zeklal. He says the Urayim never mentioned anything about tzli achar bishul, which in our Gersa he does. But within the Shilta Giborim's Gersa of the Urayim, he says the Urayim never mentioned anything about Tzliach HaBishul. So it must be that Tzliach HaBishul ain't Tzliach HaBishul. There's only Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli, but ain't Tzliach HaBishul. So you can understand the Shita like what we were saying before, that really Tzli is a weak form of cooking. And it's the same idea that we were saying before, just that this Shita also holds ain't Tzliach HaBishul Tzli, because all you're doing is you're adding a weakened cooking to already previously weakened cooking. So you're not really changing anything, so therefore they'll hold ein tzli achar tzli, because to add you're just doing the same thing that you did before, even though it was weak, but you did the same thing that you did before, you won't be chayev. Or you could say as follows: you could really say that it's not, the focus is not on the tzli, but the focus is on the bishul, that the bishul is really the best form of cooking. So even if tzli is a good form of cooking, but the bishul is really a better form of cooking than tzli, so therefore we'll say yesh bishul achar tzli, that bishul could uproot the status of the tzli, but ein tzli achar bishul, but since bishul is a better form of cooking than tzli, we won't say tzli could override the bishul. Tzli is not more productive than the bishul. So yesh bishul achar tzli, but ein tzli achar bishul. You could really say either way. Fine. So those are the two shitas who seemed to have a different understanding of the Urayim than the way we actually have the Urayim. So either you hold like the two shitas were either the Yesh Omrim, who said that even the Urayim would hold Yesh Tzli Achar Tzli or Yesh Afia Achar Afia, even though Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. The reason for that is because the Tzli is a weak form of cooking. Or you say, or the other shita that we saw, that is not the opinion of the Urayim the way we have it, is the Shelta Giborim, who said Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli, but Ein Tzli Achar Bishul, because Tzli is also weak form, or it's because Bishul is really just more, could really override the Tzli, but Tzli can't override the Bishul. The way we have the Urayim brings a proof from the Gemara Nivamos, which if I have time I'll get to, I'm not sure if I'll have time, but in the end of the day he proves in the Gemara Nivamos that both Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli and Yesh Tzli Achar Bishul, that both of them will be chayev on Shabbos. So this opinion seems to hold that any form of cooking will change, any new form of cooking will change the previous status, whether it's bishul, whether it's tzli. It's not like bishul or tzli, there's a hierarchy in terms of the cooking process, which one's a better form of cooking. Really, regardless of what came first, what came second, as long as you change the form of the cooking, so then you'll be chayev. Originally it was a chavtza Hamavushal, and then it became a chavtza of tzli, or originally it was a chavtza of tzli, and then it became a chavtza hamavushal. So either way you go, you will be chayav in Shabbos because you're changing the status of that chavtza. So we have three different explanations of how to understand this opinion of yesh bishul achar tzli. Okay, so now the question is, what do you do with the Gemara? What do you do with the Rav Yos Kasha? The Rav Yeh had his question. He said, okay, the Urayim is bringing a riot from the Gemara Psafim, that we see that Rav Yossi and the way the Gemara is explaining the Rabbanon, and we pass like Rav Yossi, that Yesh Bishul could uproot the previous status, it uproots the previous status by Matzah, and it uproots the previous status with regards to the Korban Pesach. Becomes the Rav Yeh, yes, but that goes against the Gemara and Brachos, the Maskana of the Gemara and Brachos. The Gemara and Brachos is trying to equate the case of Shlakos, of cooking a vegetable, in terms of what the Bracha gets. And it's equating our case of the Machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yossi with regards to Matzah. And the Gemara answers that no, you can't equate the two. Even Rav Yossi, who holds that you can't fulfill your chiyuv of Matzah if you cooked it after you baked it, that's only because it doesn't have the tam of Matzah. But really, he holds that cooking would not uproot the previous status. And that's why with regards to brachos, it would get a hadama. So what do you do with the Rav Yeh's question? So there are two ways to answer this question. One of them, the Taz deals with. The Taz in Shin Yil Chesvav essentially deals with this question. And he essentially says as follows. The second answer is also going to have the same structure. The Gemara answers for Rav Yossi that Rav Yossi is different because Tam Matzah Leka. There's no Tam Matzah, but with regards to Brachos, Rav Yossi will be Moda. So the question is, which one is the rule and which one is the exception? So until now, the Rav Yah has been assuming that the exception is with regards to Matzah. No, Rav Yossi only argues by Matzah because you need Tam Matzah with regards to the Chiv of Matzah. It seems to be, if you look at the Lashon of the Rav Yah also, within Matzah there's a din that you need to have Tam Matzah and you don't have it. But in general, this is what the Rav Yah is assuming, what's the rule? The rule is that cooking does not impact the previous status. But you could also learn the Gemara in the opposite way. You could say the rule is the fact that Tam Matzah Leka. In general, cooking does uproot the previous status according to Rav Yossi. And the reason is because it changes its taste. We see from the fact that it changes its taste that it does uproot it, and therefore it has, this matzah is not baked, it's cooked. From the fact that the cooking changes its taste, so therefore it does change its status. So too with regards to, and changing of its taste is the determining factor with regards to matzah, but that's also the determining factor with regards to the Korban Pesach. The Gemara in Pesachim wanted to equate matzah and the Korban Pesach, but the reason for that, says the Taz, is because the Korban Pesach also needs to taste like tzli. So if you change the taste, so then you have uprooted it from the status of tzli to having a status of bishul, because you changed the taste. With regards to the brachos is the exception. Because brachos, it still has some amount of the taste of the pre. It's not like you completely uprooted the taste of the pre, so therefore it would still have a hadama. So the exception is shlakos. The exception is what bracha you would make on shlakos. But the rule, at least with the various cases that we're dealing with here, the case of matzah and the case of the Korban Pesach, is that changing of the taste will then give it a different din. By matzah, it needs to have the taste of matzah, it doesn't have the taste of matzah. By Korban Pesach, it needs to have the taste of something which is roasted, of tzli. It doesn't have that taste. It changes the taste. So therefore, you will be chayav with regards to the Korban Pesach, and you will not be able to fulfill your chiyav of matzah. The Taz goes along and he says that really the Urim holds that. Now let's go get back to Shabbos. We said, what's the Hagdara of Bishul on Shabbos? So the Taz, which is a discussion that we've been dealing with this whole time, the Taz says that the whole Hagdara of Bishul on Shabbos is based on the taste. If you change the taste, if you impact the taste, so then you'll be chai for Bishul on Shabbos. So the Urim is proving from the Gemara and Brachos that it's all about the Tam. The whole focus here is about the Tam. The focus with regards to the Gemara in Brachos L'maskan is about the Tam. The focus with regards to the Gemara in Pesachim is about the Tam. As if you change the taste by the Korban Pesach, if you change the taste by Matzah, and if you change the taste by Shabbos, so then that's a new form of, that's changing the taste, therefore you'll be Chayav on Shabbos as well. And that's how the Urim will explain the Gemara in Brachos. It's all about changing the taste. It's interesting. I forgot about this shita. The Taz quotes the following shita, which I think some people were asking me about. He thinks that you'll be chayv if it's in special called tzorcho. He quotes a daya that says if it's in special called tzorcho, and stomach v'yafalo, you'll be chayv because it changes the taste. So I forgot about this. If it's in special called tzorcho, within his context of his hagdara of bishul being about changing of the taste, so he says not only will you be chayv because for bishul achar tzli, which is what we're dealing with. But you'll also be chayev. He quotes a day that says you'll be chayev if it's nispashal kol tzorcho, it's completely cooked. But if it's stomach v'yafalo, you'll be chayev, but if it's stomach v'ralo, you'll be pater on a derisa level. So he explains the reason for that is because if it's stomach v'yafalo, so then it impacts its taste, and therefore you'll be chayev. Even in that case, you'll be chayev. That's just agav.
Even though it's the same taste.
Well, apparently he holds that it's significant.
We don't hold like that, though.
I don't think we hold like that. The machlokas could be whether it's significant enough. of a change of the taste. He apparently this day holds that it is significant enough of a change of the taste, so therefore you'll be chayiv. So that's how he will explain the Gemara there. The Prima Gadim in Prima Gadim over there in Shinil Ches Mishpat Zav Zion, the next Prima Gadim after that Taz that we're quoting. So he says that according to the Taz, you will be chayiv in the following case. We didn't have this case yet. If you have tzli acher afia, if it's tzli acher afia, you'll be chayiv. So we'll see in a moment that the Magen Avraham argues on this. But the Prima Gadim is saying within the Taz that tzli acher afia is chayiv. So what would be the reason for this? Why would you be chayiv for tzli acher afia? Why would you be putter? What exactly is the machlokas? So if you say like the Taz has been saying that the whole time that it's all just based on the taste, the changing of the taste. That's the Hagdar official. It's all about changing the taste. So Tzli Achar Afiyah, if it changes the taste, so then you'll be Chayev. It's not about defining it as Tzli or defining it as Afiyah. It has nothing to do with it's not about calling it a specific name. It's not about calling it Tzli, calling it Afiyah. The question is, did it change its taste? If it changes the taste, so then you're Chayev. So Tzli Achar Afiyah, if it changes its taste, so then you'll be Chayev. It has nothing to do with Shame Tzli, Shame Afiyah, Shame Bishel. Nothing to do with that. If it changes taste, you'll be chayiv. So therefore, by tzli achar afia, you will also be chayiv. The Magen Avraham in Shin Yilches Yud Zayin argues. The Magen Avraham, he's also going within the sheet of the Reim, and he says, "Avol kuli ama ein tzli achar tzli v'davar shenitzel mutl litun eitz ala ish." In Shin Yilches Yud Zayin, he says that there's no such thing as tzli achar tzli. Afil instane v'hu adin ha'afwe. He says just like there's ein tzli achar tzli, there's also ein tzli achar afia. Why is there ein tzli achar afia? So if you look at the Machzis Hashekel over there in Yud Zayin, he says v'hu adin ha'afwe. He says dino kamo tzli l'chol davar. He says that the din of afiyah has the same din of tzli with regards to everything. So he seems to be taking the approach that it doesn't seem like he's taking the approach of the Taz that it's about changing the taste. He just says like the din, there's like a din of tzli and a din of afiyah, and they have the same exact din. So he does seem to be taking the approach, even within the Yireim, that it's about a chefsa hamavushal, that if you Yesh tzli achar bishal and yesh bishal achar tzli, because it's now a new chefta. Originally it was a chefta mevusha, now it's a chefta of tzli. But if you did tzli achar afia, since they have the same status, even if you change the taste, let's say it does change the taste, but since it has the same status, so therefore you won't be chayiv, because the status never changed, and it's all about changing the status. So yesh bishal achar tzli, and yesh tzli achar bishal, because you're changing the status. But by tzli achar afia, where they have the same exact status, the Machzis Hashekel, his language is dino kamo tzli l'chol davar. It's like it has a din. It's not about the taste, changing the taste, but it has a din. That the din of tzli and the din of afia have the same din. So therefore tzli achar afia will be potter. So if that's true, so then hadra kushya l'dukta. Then we go back to our original question, to the Rav Yo's question. How is the Yireim going to explain the Gemara in Brachos? For the Taz, we explained the Gemara and Brachos to say that really the rule, at least, I mean, it's not a rule and exception, but it all depends on the case, that with regards to Matzah and Korban Pesach and Shabbos, it's all based on whether it changes the taste or not. If it changes the taste, so then with regards to Shabbos, you'll be Chayev. And with regards to Shlakos, and the Gemara and Brachos, so it doesn't, you still have the taste of the vegetable, so therefore you'll still make a Hadamah. So that's how the Taz is going to explain it, because it's all about taste. But according to the Magen Avraham, where it's all about defining it as a shame bishul, or changing its definition, so how will the Magen Avraham explain the answer up for the Rav Yah from the question, the answer up the question of the Rav Yah on the Yireim? So I think it seems like this also from the Eglei Tal in Tesvav Beis. I think he says something similar to this. That really the Gemara there is talking about defining it as a shame bishul and uprooting it, both the Gemara in Brachos and the Gemara in Pesachim. But the question is, what gives it a new shame? So the Gemara in Brachos is telling us that what gives it, with regards to, let's say, matzah, the fact that you now cook it after you baked it, with regards to matzah, the Gemara says, tam matzah leka. The Rav Yoh said, oh, tam matzah leka, meaning it's a technical factor with regards to matzah, the fact that you need to have the taste of matzah. Comes the Eglei Tal, I think this is how you're going to have to explain from the Magen Avraham, and says, no, tam matzah leka is not telling you that this is a technical din with regards to the matzah. Tam matzah leka is telling you that the way we're being magdir, whether this is a new chefza or not, is whether it changes its taste. If it changes its taste, so now it's a chefza of bishul, not of afia, with regards to the matzah. But with regards to shlako, says the Gemara, that no, that won't change its status with regards to a raw vegetable. It'll change the status of if you did something, if you cooked it once, and then you cook it in a different way again, so then it'll uproot its previous status, because it changed its taste. But with regards to shlakos, where it's a raw vegetable and it still retains the taste of that raw vegetable, so then you can't call this a new chefza. It's still the same chefza of a shem yarek. But if it does change its taste significantly, so then you have a new chefza. It's all about changing its chefza. Ein bishal achar bishal is about having a specific... It's that since it's a chefza mevushal, so therefore you're allowed to cook it. But over here, where you're performing tzli and you're creating a new taste, and therefore you're creating a new chefza, now it's defined as a chefza of tzli. So then you'll be chayv again, and so too the other way. If it's bishal achar tzli, it has the chefza of an object which was roasted. If you then cook it and change its taste, so then it'll also have the shame. It'll have a new shame tzli to it. It's all about the fact that the taste will then give it a new definition in terms of what this chefza is.
But it can also have a new definition without changing the taste.
Possibly.
That's the whole tzli achar
fira. Oh, I think it's the opposite of what you're saying. So changing the taste will give it a new chefza, but if halakhically we view afia and tzli, right, just going back to the Magen Avraham, said as follows, that if it's tzli achar afia, so then you will be pater. If it's tzli achar bishul, b'chshul achar tzli, you'll be chayev. If it's tzli achar afia, you'll be pater. The Maftas HaShekel explained why. Because tzli achar afia, halakhically, tzli and afia have the same status. So even if you're changing the taste, so... If halakhically, is this what you're saying or not? We'll get back to it. But if you're changing the taste, even if you change the taste, but if halakhically, even if it changes the taste, but we just view the two as being the same form of cooking, even if you change the taste, so in the end of the day, you didn't change its status because the two are defined in the same way. They're part of the same broader picture. Afia and tzli are part of this combination of afia and tzli that we halakhically we view them as the same form of cooking. So the fact that it changes taste is not going to impact the din, because it's not going to impact a change in status, because they have the same exact status. So as opposed to the Taz, who says that it's all based on the fact whether it changes its taste or not, and therefore in the case of Tziach Rafiyah, it changes taste, and in the end of the day, as long as it changes its taste, to be Chayev, the Magen Avraham is going to hold that no, changing its taste is not just for the sake of changing its taste, but it's to give it a new status. Since Tziach Rafiyah have the same exact status, even though it changed its taste, in the end of the day, you'll be Pater, because you need to change its status. And Tzli and Afia have halachically, they have the same status. Finally, just wanted to get to this bir halacha. It's an interesting bir halacha. If you didn't get to it, it's good to look at it. The bir halacha in Shinui Chasei Divrei Maskil Yesh Misha Omer. So if you think back to the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara in Pesachim started off with saying that with regards to the Korban Pesach, both by Bishul Achar Tzli and Tzli Achar Bishul, you will be Chayiv. Right? If you're Chayiv if you cook the Korban Pesach, and the Gemara says, Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli and Tzli Achar Bishul will be Chayiv. And what we've been dealing with so far is just the first part, I forgot the order, but it was in the Gemara, but in the case of Bishul Achar Tzli, you'll be chayiv. So we see that bishul uproots the status of tzli. But the Prima Gadim points this out, that we see from the second part another chiddush, that if you have tzli achar bishul, you'll also be chayiv. So we see that the tzli, even if you want to say yish tzli achar bishul, but the tzli doesn't completely uproot what you originally did. In order to be chayiv for the Korban Pesach, you have to cook it. So we say yish bishul achar tzli, because bishul uproots the previous status of the tzli, but we also say yish tzli achar bishul, you'll be chayiv for that also. So if tzli completely uprooted the previous status of bishul, so then you shouldn't be chayiv mishum bishul, because we view it as though you cooked it, we just view it as though you roasted it. Lama freya, even though at a certain point in time you cooked it, but in the bigger picture, all you did was tzli. So it must be, says the Prima Gadim, that even if you say yish tzli achar bishol, but some aspect of that bishol, that shame bishol, has to remain. So you can view it as though it has the shame tzli and the shame bishol to it. It has both to it. It has both the shame tzli and the shame bishol to it. So I think this is the Prima Gadim. The Bir Halacha, yeah, he quotes the Prima Gadim, who says, what if you have the following case? Before Shabbos, it was Bishal Achar Tzli. You performed Bishal Achar Tzli before Shabbos. Everything before Shabbos. And now on Shabbos, you were now going to roast it. You're going to do Tzli. So essentially, what's the case? The case is Tzli Achar Bishal Achar Tzli. So the Prima Gadim wants to say that you'll be Pater. Because since we see from the Gemara in Pesachim that the original, the first cooking that you did still retains, it still has that shame, that original shame. So therefore, and these are the Lashonas of the Bir Halacha, it has that shame, Bishol, if it's Tzli Achar Bishol, did I just switch the cases around? If it's Bishol Achar Tzli, it still has that shame Tzli, because you're Chayev, we see from the Gemara Pesachim that you're Chayev, even if Bishol was the first case, the first act that you did, so it retains that shame Bishol, so therefore if you cook it again, I'm confusing cases here, but if it's Bishal Achar Tzli from before Shabbos, so then if you did Tzli again on Shabbos, since it has a shame Tzli, so then to do Tzli, perform Tzli again, you'll be Pater, because it already has its shame Tzli, it never lost its shame Tzli, even though you cooked it in between. It has both the shame Bishal and the shame Tzli, so therefore if you perform Tzli on Shabbos, you will be Pater. Comes the Bir Halacha and he argues. And he says it's true that it retains its shame Tzli, but it's not like the tzli and the bishul are equal. If you did bishul achar tzli, its ikur is the fact that it's bishul. It's a chefta mevushal with the fact that it also retains some aspects of tzli to it. So therefore, if you did tzli achar bishul achar tzli, so then you're essentially changing what is the main, what's the ikur definition of this chefta. So the machlokes is between the Bir Halacha and the Prima Gadim as to in a case of bishul achar tzli, is it that they're equal? It's now you have a shame bishul and a shame tzli to this object, and so therefore, if you perform tzli again on Shabbos, you'll be pater because it still has that shame tzli. Or do we say that no? The Bir Halacha says that no. That if it's bishul achar tzli, true, it has some aspects of the original tzli to it, but its ikar status is bishul because that was what you, the last thing you did was bishul, so that's the main thing that you did. Therefore, on Shabbos, if you perform tzli, so then you would be chayev. In the end of the day, if you look at Bir Halacha there, the language of the Bir Halacha is constantly shame bishul, shame tzli. It's all about defining this object. So that's very much similar to the Magen Avraham that we mentioned before. This is all in the context of the Yireim. The Bir Halacha here too says that the pshat in the Yireim is all about giving it a definition. This chefta has a certain definition to it. As opposed to the Taz, who says his whole explanation is just about whether it changes its taste or not, and that's the determining factor. Did it change its taste or did it not change its taste? It's clear for the Magen Avraham and the Bir Halacha, the way they understand the Yireim is whether or not it changes its status. It has a different status, different chefza. Okay, we'll stop here.